You can put this somewhere else. Wow! I walked in to the Beis Medrash. It feels like Mamish Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh. Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, Kedushas Beis Medrash. A choshev ha'olam of B'nai Torah. It was a tremendous source of chizik for me. It was kedai to come just for that. But we have an opportunity, Bershus, the Rosh HaKoylel, and the Gantza choshev ha'olam. I'll start with a word in Yiddish. Do you know that there were many Haggadahs printed over 200 years ago that by Kadesh have a picture of a hunter running after a rabbit? And if you'll check, and historically, there are many Haggadahs that have such a picture. And the reason the picture is there by Kadesh is because you say in Yiddish, Yogin Dahaz. Yogin Dahaz means running after the rabbit. And that's what the guy's doing in the picture. But of course, it was a play on words for something that this year in Chutz La'aretz, the B'nai Chutz La'aretz are going to be Zeicha. I was in this forum store and they were already selling for $3.99 the special Yak Nahaz candle. Yak Nahaz. In Eretz Yisrael, we only have one Seder on Friday night, but in Chutz La'aretz, the Seder is Moitzah Shabbos. And, you know, on Moitzah Shabbos, you have to make Havdolah. And there's a Takona, maybe the Raisa Machloikis, Havdolah Lakois. But it's also Yom Tov, and on Yom Tov there's a Din Kiddush. So the Seder Advarim that you make the Kiddush is called Yak Nahaz because there are five brachas: Yayin, Kiddush, Ner, Havdalah, Zman, aka Yak Nahaz. I want to discuss a little bit the structure of Yak Nahaz and delve into various parts of it, but I think we should start in order, so we'll talk about Yak. Every Friday night and every Yom Tov is a din of Kiddush ala kois. And the din of Kiddush ala kois, Avada is. You don't need a Yom Tov. Yayin and Kiddush. There's room in the Mizrach if someone doesn't hear. Every Friday night you make Kiddush, and there are two brachas. You make a Hagofen, which is L'chayra Birchas Hanenim, because you're planning to drink the Yayin, and you have to make a Hagofen before you drink wine. And also there's a bracha of Kiddush, a whole lengthy bracha, which mentions Yitzias Mitzrayim, and it mentions Briyas Olam, and you Mechoysen Baruch HaTo Hashem Mekadosh HaShabbos, or on Yom Tov, you Mechoysen Baruch HaTo Hashem Mekadosh Yisrael Vazmanim. And there's actually Machlokes Beishamim Beisilel, whether you should do first the Hagofen, Yayin, and then the Brach of Kiddush, which is Shitas Beis Hillel in Psochim Daf Kuf Yudalid, as well as in Brachis in the 8th parak. And Beis Shammai argues, Beis Shammai holds Pumfaker, Beis Shammai says first you make Kiddush, and then afterwards you make the Hagofen. So already as we're trying to spell the structure of Yak Nahaz, the Etzem Yak is a Machloikis. Beis Shammai says it's actually Kiddush and then Yayin. Beis Hillel is the one that says Yayin, and then Kiddush. What's the beer in the Machlokes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel? So the Mishnah says there are two reasons. Beis Hillel says is because the Yayin caused the Kiddush to be said. Meaning the Kiddush is on Yayin, the Yayin caused the Kiddush to be said. And also Beis Hillel adds a famous concept that's used in many places. Tadir v'she'enay tadir tadir koydem. I mean, we're not getting into alcoholics and this, but L'chayra Birchas Yayin is also not by Kiddush. But hey, you have it by a bris milah, you have it by various other eifanim, and b'chlal, you're allowed to drink yayin also during the week. So birchas yayin is tadir, and birchas kiddush is einoy tadir, tadir v'sheni tadir tadir koydin. And that's why you do yayin and then kiddush. Beis Shammai argues and says no, you do kiddush first, because the yoyim is causing the yayin to come. And then he says another lashon, because kvar kiddush hayoyim ba'adayin yayin leibot. First it became Kiddush Hayoyim, it became dark, it became Leil Shabbos, and then you go and make Kiddush. So, I want to speak out a fascinating Tzlach, and then we're going to slowly open up the structure of the whole Yak Nahaz. The Tzlach has a Shiloh. We paskin, the pastors, according to most Rishonim, that the din of Kiddush on Friday night is a Doraisa. But the din to make kiddush al hayayin is not a doiraisa. Mida oiraisa, when you daven in shul and you said the tefillah of Ma'ariv, you were already mekayim. The oiraisa of Baruch Atah Hashem, Kaddish HaShabbos. This that you do kiddush al hayayin is only a derabbanan. It's a machlokes rishonim. There are rishonim that argue, but most rishonim hold the kiddush is doiraisa. But the din to do kiddush on a kais is only a derabbanan. So frek tetzlach, when a guy comes home from shul and he already davened the Ma'ariv and Beis Hillel and Klal Yisrael, that's what we pass in. We do first the brach of Yayin and then the brach of Kiddush. And you tell me because of Tadir and whatnot, you should do Kiddush first. Kiddush is Doraisa. And Yayin, the Yayin is only the Rabbana. The din of Kiddush is a Doraisa. The din of Yayin is only the Rabbana. So the Tzlach says, we're talking about because you already davened in shul. And since you davened in shul, you already were makayim the deraisa. So since you already were makayim the deraisa, now you're coming home from shul, both are the rabbonim. You have a rabbonim of the yayin and the rabbonim of the kiddush. Tadim she'enei tadim. Lefize, says the Tzlach, what if you're doing a su'uda before you davened? You know, sometimes you do it, you can do the su'uda and daven ma'ariv afterwards. If you have, or whatever reason, you haven't davened Ma'ariv, says the Tzlach HaKiddush. You should say Kiddush and then Hagofen. Kiddush is Doraisa.
So if a lady who doesn't daven Ma'ariv...
Ladies should daven also Ma'ariv. Why shouldn't ladies daven Ma'ariv? A lady who's made, hopefully her husband's making Kiddush, but the lady would be making Kiddush. L'chari, that's what would come out like the Tzlach. Or a man, we'll keep it equal. You know, a man who didn't daven Ma'ariv. But then you have a problem, because frek the Tzlach, what's the Shammai's two reasons? One is because the day caused the Kiddush to come. Not if you made early Shabbos. If you're making early Shabbos, so then the day didn't herald in the Kiddush. It's not even Shabbos yet. What's more, he says it caused the Yayin to come. What if you Makadosh al Pas? You know, you could be Makadosh al Pas, and Pas you would be eating anyways. Even if you're not making Kiddush, you have a Sudas Yomtif. So the Kiddush is not causing the Pas to come. And to make this short, if you're making an early Shabbos and you haven't davened yet and you're making Kiddush on Pas, then L'chaira, neither of the two reasons of Beis Hillel applies and neither of the two reasons of Beis Shammai applies. So what should you do first, Yayin or Kiddush? Ask a rabbi. But I'm telling you, you have both Beis Hillel reasons, both Beis Shammai reasons, and none of them apply when you're doing Kiddush on Pas with an early Shabbos. So that's the first step. The Emes says, I saw a fascinating Chassam Sofer. He says, you know what's the machlokes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel? This is yeshivish. You know what it means, yeshivish? Yeshivish means when you take a machlokes Rishonim and you say that that's kufa pshat on a machlokes Tanoi. That's called yeshivish. So the Chassam Sofer says, maybe, you know, it's a machlokes if the din of the Yayin is a Doraisa in Kiddush. He says, that's kufa the machlokes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel holds the Yayin, Kiddush al kois is Doraisa. So it's appropriate that the Yayin is also Doraisa. And this Tadim Shani Tadir. They shot my goofa argues on that Nakuda. That's what he wants to say. Now that's first the Yayin and the Kiddush. And now, the first day of the night this year is going to be on a Friday night. L'chari, there's two chiyuvim of Kiddush. There's a chiyuv Kiddush of Lel Shabbos, and there's a chiyuv Kiddush of Lel Yomtiv. So how many brachas do we make? Yayin, we do like Beis Hillel, we do Yayin, and then we do Kiddush. Do we make two separate brachas? No, what do? We do a combo. We make a bracha. We mention in the bracha Shabbos. We mention in the bracha Yom Tif. And the chasima is Baruch Ato Hashem, Mekadosh HaShabbos V'Yisrael V'Azman. This means we don't make a separate bracha of Kiddush of Shabbos and a separate bracha of Kiddush of Yom Tif. We combine the bracha into a bracha that's going to be Kiddush of Shabbos and of Yom Tif. But then the next night, it's Moitz Shabbos, and all of a sudden you have a chiv of Havdolah and of Kiddush. Do we do a combo? No. But what do we do? There's a special bracha of Havdalah. In fact, it's not your regular average Joe Havdalah. The Nusach is even different. You say, Baruch Ato Hashem, Hamagul ben Kodesh l'Kodesh. So it's different. On Friday night, we push it, combine the two Kiddushes. Here, on the same Kais, and the Gemara discusses this in Pesach, and Einois and Mitzvahs, Chavilois, Chavilois. But in the same kois, you do a Havdalah and you do a Kiddush on the same kois. And I want to analyze this a little bit. You're doing Havdalah and Kiddush on the same kois. You know, so there's a machlokes in the Gemara Pesachim. We had enough tzaras here with yayin and kiddush. Which should you do first? First the yayin and then the kiddush, or first the kiddush and then the yayin? By the way, what do you do on a regular Mitzvah Shabbos? You have yayin, the summon, ner, havdola. That's also a base Hillel style. It's actually also an order going from down. Yayin is the peh, beis is the summon, the ner, and then finally the havdola, main das, havdola minayin. We do yibone. By a regular havdola, we do yibone. But what do you do when you have to combine the kiddush and the havdola? And we'll add in there. We're not going to mention besamim. That's the whole story. There's chametz in those nuggets or not. There's no besamim. But we have yayin, kiddush, ner, havdola. So how should you do it? So there's a fascinating sugya pesachim which we're not going to do justice to. But you should just know that the Gemara has many shittas. I'm not mentioning the Zion of Shechiyanu yet. We'll get there. Be'ezrat Hashem. But in the etzim structure of yayin, kiddush, ner, and havdola, there's a huge machlokes. And the options are Nokia, Kenya, Yanhak. And there are how many combinations you have?
Yeah.
Nihak you have also, yeah. Rabbi Yeshua holds Nihak. Yeah, all of them have names. If you have the Gemara Pesachim. I don't want to discuss all the combinations. How many options are there if you have four letters? The Gemara doesn't even bring all the options. But I want to focus just on the Iker, on Rav and Shmuel. Rav and Shmuel have a machlokes. Is it Yakna or Yanhak? And don't get confused, it's very simple. Do you do Havdol first or Kiddush first? Mm-hmm. The Ner and the Havdol is like, for sure, it's a Zamen. And the question is, are you doing Yayin? Rav says, which is what we do, Yayin, Kiddush, Ner Havdol. And we have Shechiyano at the end. We'll get there. And Shmuel says, no, Yayin, Ner Havdol, Kiddush. What's the machlokes if you do Kiddush first or Havdol first? What's that machlokes? So yeshivish, you could say. Friday night, kiddush is for sure a deiraisa. What about on Yom Tif? Kiddush on Yom Tif is a deiraisa? Machlokes rishonim. Who would then havdolah? Havdolah b'chlal and moitza shabbos. Deiraisa or the rabbonim? Machlokes rishonim. The Ritva holds that kiddush of Yom Tif is deiraisa, but havdolah, even if moitza shabbos, is not. And that would be reason to do kiddush first. The Rambam, Akoponim Adas the Magadish, is Punkfaker. And that would be reason to do Havdalah first. Maybe we give preference to the Dairaisa. But I want to discuss a different Akuda. And I want to open up with a question and ask the Fir Kashas of you. Yakna, before even the Yakna has, Yakna. Bukhari, is it Kiddush or is it Havdalah? It's both. It's Kiddush and it's Havdalah. Question. There are those that stand by Kiddush and there are those that sit by Kiddush. There are those that stand by Havdalah. There are those that sit by Havdalah. What should you do? Ask a Rav. What's the din though if you sit by Kiddush against Yar and you stand by Havdalah against Yar? There are those that have such a minute. So those are minute. Those are minute. What do you do by Yaknahas? Again, there are various minhagim I'm not getting about, but if you hold and that your standard against Yar is that on Kiddush every Shabbos and Yom Tov you sit, and Havdalah, you stand. What should you do by Yaknahas? So Chacham told me, by Kiddush sit, and by Havdalah stand. You know, there's a Shiloh with the Ritzay and the Alaviyovik with Rosh Chodesh, if it's a Stira, how could you say Ritzay from Shabbos if Rosh Chodesh is for Sunday? You got it? So the Pshat is, they said, no, when I said Ritzay, it was still Shabbos. When I said Alaviyovik, Shem Gevan Rosh Chodesh. That was the cutoff line, that was the Gren. But is that what you should do? The Poiskim say that by Yaknahas, you sit. And I ask why. And I want to say a big Kiddush, and I'm going to tell you first the punchline, and then I'm going to try to build it up. My message is that I want to tell you that Yaknahas is a Kiddush. Even the Havdol of Yaknahas is Kiddush. What does that mean? Well, first of all, I'm telling you, if you hold that you sit by Kiddush and you stand by Havdolah, you sit by Yaknahas. But it's not just about that. If a guy doesn't have wine, what else, maybe, if he doesn't have wine, could he make Kiddush on? Pass. Correct. Could you make Kiddush on Sheikhar? Kach Lepesach, whatever you can make on Sheikhar. If you have no yayin and no pass, you can make Kiddush on Sheikhar? What?
Yeah.
Kiddush?
Yeah.
None of them.
If you don't have anything else.
If you don't have anything else? Okay, but if you between yayin and pass, where do you head? If you don't have yayin, you go to pass. What do you do by Havdalah if you don't have yayin? What do you do by Havdol if you don't have Yayin? Kamar Medina. Could you make Havdol on Pas?
No, besides...
One sec. Let's say you have no Yayin and no Sheikhar. Could you make Havdol on Pas?
No.
Anyone? Could you make Havdol on Pas?
No.
Okay, so one second. So Kiddush, in the absence of Yayin, you do it on... Pas. And Havdolah in the absence of Havdolah, you sin. No, not sin. You did it already. Havdolah, what's it? Kamar Medina. What do you do Yak Nahazon? What do you do Yak Nahazon? The first halach and Shulchan Aruch and Simon Reish Sadi Bobby. Look at Havdolah. Sif Beis. Yom Tiv Shechal B'moyz HaShabbos. This says this. If we're declaring the identity of Yak Nahaz, it's interesting to note that this halach is in Hilchas Havdolah, mind you. But in Hilchas Havdolah and Simon Reish Sadi Bobby, the Mechaber says, Yom Tiv Shechal Yis B'Shabbos. And you don't have Yayin. Yes, Oimrim, that's the Seder of Amram going. Then you do it on Pas. And Agav the Kiddush, you could even do the Havdalah on Pas. The Yes, Oimrim, Yoisa taught you to do the Kiddush and the Havdalah both on the Sheikhah. That's the Rosh. Hagah, the Ramah says, the Savar, Kirushayim Iker. So we have a Machlaikis. Kiddush is supposed to bring on. If anything, it's not Yayin Pas. Havdolah is supposed to, and not Yayin Sheikhar. And what does Yaknahaz get? Machloikis Rishonim. What do you say? Not Yeshivish. This is Duchsech Glat. That the Machloikis Rishonim of the Rav Amram going, and the Rosh, is what's Yaknahaz? What is it? Is it a Kiddush? What's its identity? What does it identify more with? And you know, I have a question. Maybe you know the answer. What if a guy, it's a Machloikis Rosh and Rav Amram, but what is Taka? You know, the Rosh is the one that says that even in the absence of the Sheikha, and the Rav Amram says no pass. But what if you have neither? Meaning, Rav Amram who says pass, would he agree that if you have no Yayin and no pass, would he agree to the Rosh that you do Sheikha? And what about the Rosh that says Sheikha? If you have no Yayin and no Sheikha, would he agree to Rav Amram? Don't know. But I see here a fascinating shy about identity. Now, since we paskin that you do pass, and even the Havdolah of Yaknahaz can be done on pass, which is something you never do al necht for Nagans Yar. So once again, I'm trying to build my case that Yaknahaz is a Kiddush. It's a Kiddush. You sit, even if you stand by Havdolah. You make it on pass, even though you never do that Nagans Yar. Women drink Havdolah? No, not in Miami. They don't drink Havdolah. Do women drink Yaknahaz?
Yes.
Yeah. It's another raya. It's a shvach raya, but chazi l'sarufe. You know, you're supposed to do with the pinky or the finger. I don't know, everyone has a different minute with the finger. You pour it, it's in the pockets and the eyes. You do it. You do it on Yaknahaz? No, because it's a Kiddush. So, I have many more rayas about this topic, and I want to talk to theorize the Yaknahaz and get the structure. But again, let's recap what we're up to. We know that on Moitza Shabbos, the second Seder night, you're going to make Yayin, then Kiddush. Then Ner Havdolah, and we're going to get to Shechianu eventually. But I have an interesting Shiloh. This is a halach in Hilchas Sfira Saimer. Is this a base Knesset or it's a base Medrash?
Koil.
It's not a base. You make Kiddush by, no, they daven here Friday night. They make a Kiddush. Is there a Kiddush? Not by day. By day, no, it's a Kiddush.
No.
There's no Kiddush. In a base Knesset, you know what it says in Shulchan Aruch, you're supposed to make Kiddush and Avdol in a base Knesset. You're weird. Okay, now in a shul, during the weeks of Sfiras Omer, there are quite a few Friday nights that have Sfiras Omer. What do you do, Sfiras Omer? You do it in shul also. You do Sfiras Omer or Kiddush? What do you do first? Everybody knows? In a base Knesset? You remember in the base Knesset? We used to make Kiddush. That the Maya is in my uncle. I remember as a little kid. We had Kiddush in shul. So what do you do first, Sfiras Omer or Kiddush? Kiddush, you want to herald in Shabbos right away. Mitzvah Shabbos, the next night. For those few weeks of Sfiras Omer, what do you do first? Havdolah, Sfiras Omer. Sfiras Omer first. Why? We want to delay Havdolah. Well, Afuki Yoimer. Afuki Yoimer, we want to... What? Good. What do you do by Yaknahaz? When do you have it? Not on Shavuos. No Sfiras Omer. Not on Sukkis, no Sfiras Omer. Not the first night of Pesach, no Sfiras Omer. Not the second night of Pesach. What? You don't make Kiddush in Shul on the second night of Pesach, because it's going to be a little Seder. Not on Shvi Yishol Pesach, because Shvi Yishol Pesach never comes out on a Moitza Shabbos, because Lo Yibadu Pesach. But Achron Yishol Pesach, In Chutz Laretz, not this year, but it comes out, you have a dilemma. What do you Yakna has? You know, Kiddush says, do me before Havdalah, before Svira. And Havdalah says, Mach Svira. What do you Yakna has? Halach and Shulchan Aruch. The Goyim talks about it. Some Sefer, it might have to do with our Hakira, whether Yaknas is a Kiddush, maybe. Someone is asking if there's such a Kivon. Lamaisa, I want to tie in the whole thing is a bluff because it's only by Achron Shel Pesach. Now, we have a Machlekes Rishonim about it, Derais and the Rabbanim, but tell me, Rabbi Sai, on Achron Shel Pesach, is there a tzad that the Havdalah is a Deraisa? Yeah, with the Rishonim, the Havdalah is Deraisa, it's Deraisa. Is there a tzad that the Kiddush is Deraisa on Achron Shel Pesach? The whole thing is a Sveikid, the Yoyma. Even if you tell me that Yom Tiv is Kiddush Deraisa. I don't have a Deraisa to pick a case for this case. I don't know, it's Nish Mishkachas. But it's an interesting Shaila. How do I stage Yaknahaz's identity in reference to Sphere Solomon?
Even if you have Rais that it's actually Kiddush, but how does it make sense that there's no Havdalah?
How does it make sense that there's no Havdalah? So let me ask you something. The Havdalah, anyways, is a fascinating Havdalah. It's a Havdalah, we say, a special Nusach call. Now, watch this. Let's say Yom Tov comes out on a Sunday night. Loi Badu Pesach, so that's not going to work, so we'll do it on a different note. What?
No, that doesn't stand.
What?
Loi Badu Pesach.
But it could be Sukkis, it could be Shavuos, it could be Sveik, it could be what you want. Now watch this. You didn't make Havdalah Moitz Shabbos. Tulan, can you make Havdalah Alanech from Agantziar? Till Tuesday. Okay, now it's Sunday night. You haven't made Havdalah yet. And Sitrepsach is Yom Tov. So you're thinking to yourself, what should you do? So I'm asking, what should you do? Pour the wine. What are you going to do now? You have a Chiv Havdalah. What's the Nusach of the Havdalah you're supposed to say?
I don't know.
L'chayim, you have a Chiv to say, Mavdal ben Kodesh L'chayim, which is what you should have said 24 hours ago when you haven't done it yet. L'chayim, that's what you should do. You think you could do it together with the Kiddush and do a Yakna? I don't think so. I have a Moir, the Kediyik, and the Rashbam of an art. The Rashbam says, how do you b'chal have a right to do Kiddush and Avdol on the same course? What happened to Enos and Nitzis Chavimus Chavimus? So you could say, you know, Kiddush and Avdol has more in common than a Latke to Shavuos. Yeah, call it. But that's not what the Rashbam says. The Rashbam says because Kiddush, the Avdol, the Nusach is Mekadosh, Ben Kodesh, Mavdol, Ben Kodesh, Ben Kodesh. Meduik and the Rashbam, I don't know what you should do, but in Meduik and the Rashbam, that on Azafal, when you have to still Mashal and Havdalah, you can't pull it off with the Kiddush Kois. And now, I have... You can't be Mashal, you just won't have Havdalah.
Well, the Havdalah you can do is something Kiddush Kois.
And what if I hear, that's it's a problem. But what if Havdalah is the Rice and Kiddush and Yom Tov is the Rabbanan? How could you not reckon with the Havdalah, the Rice that you have to do? You just can't. Maybe wait till Moitzi Yom Tov. Wait till Moitzi Yom Tov. It's still going to be Monday night. Wait till Monday night.
You can't eat.
You can't eat. Oh, so that's my next Shaila. Mama's on the road. But it's next. What's this? A Maisa Shahoya. A guy is holding in the middle of the Seder. He's like up to Baruch Hamok and Baruch Hu Ech Ardabon. And his son asks him, Tata Laban. It was a Friday night. Maisa Shahoya. It was a Friday night. And the kid says, Tata Laban, you made Kiddush. But my Rebbe told me that you're supposed to say, since it's Friday night, you're supposed to say, Baruch Hashem, Mekadosh HaShabbos, Yisroel Vazman. Tata Laban, you only said, Mekadosh Yisroel Vazman. You didn't do Kiddush of Shabbos. They're up to Baruch Hamok and Baruch Hu, Echad Chochem, yeah? What should you do now? What should you do now? The kid's asking, you didn't make Kiddush of Shabbos. Before I keep you in suspense with this story, I have another story that happened B'chlal in a different place, but a similar story. You're holding in the cheshbon. It was Moitzes Shabbos. There was supposed to be a Yaknahaz. And they're off the Baruch Hamok and Baruch Hu. And Echad Chochem and the Chochem says, Tata Laban, my Rebbe told me all about Yaknahaz. You didn't make Havdalah. You forgot to make Havdalah. You made Kiddush, you didn't make Havdalah. And now I ask you, Manish Tana, a case of Friday night when the father forgot to say the Chasima of Shabbos and well, fakir, you could have maybe he said Shabbos and say Yom Tov. And the other case of Yaknahaz when he said the father, the elder, you didn't make Havdalah yet. What?
Or he only made Havdalah?
If he only made Havdalah, then what's the Shaila? Of course he has to make Kiddush. Kilu, he didn't make Kiddush. I didn't ask that one. It's a good Shaila. He didn't make Kiddush. there's a Moira de Kazakh. There's a difference. If it's Friday night, and up to Baruch HaMakom Baruch Hu, you stop right then, and you remake Kiddush. And what do you say? You remember, you got me confused. Okay, so I'm going in the case that he said Yom Tov, he didn't say Shabbos. The kid reminds him, Echad Chacham, he says, what's with Kiddush of... What? What do you do? I don't know. I think he should say Kiddush. He should say both again. What?
He makes the regular Nusach of the Kiddush.
No, he did the Yom Tov already. He said
this, but he has to do the whole Nusach of Kiddush again. He's not going to make just the wrong one, the other one.
Azay, what's your name?
Tzvi.
Tzvi, listen, Rabbi Tzvi. Let's say, I agree with you, but let's say not. If a guy made Kiddush of Shabbos, it's a Friday night Yom Tov, yeah? He made Kiddush of Shabbos. 20 minutes later, someone reminded him he didn't. He made Kiddush of Yom Tov. Only Yom Tov. You want to tell me he has to do a third time now with double whammy? He has to do a combo? Yes or no? If he doesn't have to do a combo after doing both separate, then I'm not sure that if he did one separate, that he should do the double. I think he should do the separate. I don't know. But what about in the Havdolah case? When he forgot to do Havdolah of the Yaknahas? You know what the difference is? Mr. Bruce has Mefurish. You know when you do the Havdolah? And you don't do a whole Yaknahas. You got to do Havdolah. You know when you do Havdolah? No, wait, yeah. Meaning Kiddush, right in the middle of Maghrib. Right now, stop. Stop everything. Make Kiddush. I don't know if you do a double Kiddush or just the part you miss. Don't know. But you got to do it right now. Havdolah, unless you're ready before Karpas, there's the issue of eating the Karpas for Havdolah. But if you're ready past the Karpas, don't know if I have it. So the Havdolah, you wait. You wait till Asher Golanu. You make Havdolah then. And that, Rabbi Sai, is a shtickle ha'ora. That's the whole shit. Because if that's the dinner, that's what Mr. Bruce says.
So what do you see from there?
What do I see from there? The Havdolah is not mamash a bear of a Kiddush. Hooray, you see, by Kiddush, you missed part of the Kiddush. We got a little fired up. We said, stop right there before the Echad Rosha. Stop. Make Kiddush again. He says you should do the whole Kiddush again, or just the part that you missed. And Havdolah, they say, chill, you'll do Havdolah later on. You're not eating yet. We're going to make chasos.
What do you want to say? Bear of Kiddush.
that's what I'm trying to understand.
I don't know what it means.
Okay, so there's Dalet Kaisis. The first one is Kiddush Ala Kais.
Yeah.
If you did Kiddush Ala Kais and it's a Moitah Shabbos and you punked, you did the Yan, you did the Kiddush, you did the Ner, even Sachechionu. But you forgot Avdol. Yeah, you forgot Avdol. And now you're holding me of Magid. You have to go back to Kaddish. Well, you don't have to go back to Kaddish. If it's a bear of Kiddush, then you have to do the whole Yaknas again because you didn't do Kiddush. But if it's not a bear of Kiddush, then take stock of your situation. Yain you did, Kiddush you did, Ner you did. I don't know if you did Ner. Zman you did, and the Retzach Vegan the Havdolah. Say there, Yesh Zman, we'll Havdolah later on.
Kiddush you do in the middle of the Maggid?
Yeah, Friday night, if you missed part of Kiddush, yes. And he says you have to do even the whole double combo, and that's the pshat I hinted before. It's not a two separate brachas. Chazal and Masak and a combo Kiddush. And if even if you only said one half, we had a bikuach. If you did both separates, you have to do a third one. Remember, we had a bikuach about that. But on Havdolah, by Havdolah it's different. You'll do Havdolah later on.
Because you missed the Kiddush.
Because you felt in the Kiddush, that's what I meant. It's a bear of Kiddush, yeah? If it's a bear of the Kiddush. Let's say when it's Tuesday night, you have to also hold the Hadas when you do the Kiddush. That's the thing. Nusach, you didn't do it. You gotta do Kiddush. If it's not a bear of Kiddush, then not.
I did last year's Kiddush.
Does the fact that it goes into that it's Moitzah Shabbos go into the etzem identity of the Zach or not?
No, when I do it, it's a Shiloh.
That's the Shiloh. I don't know.
Maybe you could say that really is the big Kiddush that we were saying before.
Right.
But if you missed Kiddush and you're missing the first Kais, so you have to go back. So if you're just missing the Havdolah part.
Yeah, that's the problem. We're going to miss the Havdolah part.
Even if it is Havdolah, the opposite.
It's a bear of Kiddush, but it's not Kaddish.
You're not missing the Kaddish.
Okay.
That's not like you. You have to
say the process. Yeah, I'm not sure. Yeah, he's going to Shittosoi. Rabbi Sai. We're holding in Yakna, and we said that we pass on like Rav, we do Beis Hillel Aliba the Rav, we do Yayin, then Kiddush, and if the Echad Chacham reminded his father in advance, he does the Ner, then he does Abdullah, and then there's the Shechiyonu. We make Shechiyonu on Pesach night. What's the Shechiyonu on? Why are we making a Shechiyonu? Why is he making a Shechiyonu? What? What are you making a Shechiyonu for? Yom Tov has a Shechiyonu. When do you make the Shechiyam on Yom Tif? Whenever it becomes Yom Tif, Moshe Yom Kippur, when do you make the Shechiyam? When it's a Kump Nacht, the Far Meirim, the Shechiyam, right? So the minute is we put it on the Kais. And it's not Stam a minute, don't be Mazalzel, it should be a Hefzik. Right? If the lady, maybe this is a child that only started after 1982, then if the lady in the 60s didn't have this, but if the lady already made a Shechiyam by the Nevoi, so maybe for her, saying the own name is a Hefzik. You ever heard it in the 60s?
60 years ago.
But this is the Shechiyanu is on Yom Tif. Yeah, on Yom Tif. Where should you put the Shechiyanu? The Shechiyanu is not Stam. It's part of the Ber of Kiddush. Yeah. Now, if the Echad Chochem tells us for the Tata Levi, he didn't make the Shechiyanu yet. He's up to Echad Chochem. He made Yakni. He didn't make the Shechiyanu. It's Tata Levi. What's with the Shechiyanu? When should you make Shechiyanu? Avada feels shook, but he's in the middle of Mavid. What should he do? Why on a kais? If it's not why on a kais, so how come it's not a hefsek when you're doing kiddush? I said it's vice versa that they wanted it to be part of the kais. It's not sound. They told you to do it on a kais. Now you missed that already.
Just that.
Yeah, I guess so. That's what should
you do on the next kais?
Next
kais. Zok titzlach.
No, Avada.
That's anyways. That's every yom tiv. That's in general. Avada in general.
Avada Pesach. He doesn't say do it on the next kais. Shmuel says you have to do it any time before the next day. I feel a little nimtzu v'shuk. He doesn't say you're honest.
Yeah, nimtzu v'shuk. The guy doesn't have yayin. There's a very interesting zach. There's a machlekes abayin rova. Yakna. Where does the zayin go? Where does the shechiyana go? Everybody knows. Yakna has. Shechiyana is all at the end. Machlekes abayin rova. Right? The other shita is yakzina. You do the shechiyana right after the kiddush. Yayin, kiddush, gleich shechiyanu. And then, Ner Abdullah, what's this machlokes? What's this machlokes if we insert the Shechiyanu right after Kiddush or even after Abdullah?
Right after the Rosh and the Rambam.
The Rosh and the Rambam. Yeah, Shivish. Shivish, one second, let me explain. If, what's the Shechiyanu going on? It's going on Kiddush. You make a Shechiyanu by Abdullah? No. So if the Abdullah is b'chlam on a bear of Kiddush, it's vartid then, mach the Shechiyanu, separate Abdullah. The guy does two separates, which one does he put the Shechiyanu? Zoftitzlach! And this is the whole Cheshvan, I'm going to tell you the Nukud of it. He says the whole Machlek is Yak Nahaz and Yak Zinah. It's only on Pesach night, none of the other Yom Kippur. He says because the MS Avada, the Etzem, the Shechiyanu should be all the way at the end. Dafka on Pesach night, he says the Shechiyanu is going on something else besides the Yom Tif. What else is the Shechiyanu going on? Matzah! So the Reise from Matzah. When you do a mitzvah the first time, you haven't done it in 12 months. So make a Shechiyanu.
So make it then.
But the Shechiyanu that you make by Kiddush is a matzah oichet. L'chayr, when do you make the Shechiyanu? You don't make another Shechiyanu with the Shuk. You make the Shechiyanu. Zok titzlach. Since the Shechiyanu is going on the matzah, also Kiddush is welcome suda. Havdol is not mamish a bear of Kiddush. So chodesh on Pesach night, it's more probably, it's more kedai to be matzmid, to attach the Shechiyanu to the Kiddush. Because you need the Shechiyanu to traik the chibur to the matzah also. And all the other types
of
say
that. So the second night of Sukkot, if you had it set in the Sukkot.
Yeah, that's a different shear. Yeah, that's a different shear.
The same thing.
Yeah, with the lace, with the thing. That's a different shear. Yeah. So that's machlokes, it's the tzlach, this nakuda, if the Shechiyanu is past. So I want to speak out, I told him to bring a siddur. Oh. Siddur, one of the Bali Atoysis, his name is Yosef Toiv Elam. Toysis quotes him in a few places. He wrote Piyutim. For the Yotzris, he wrote Piyutim. There's a few interesting Nakudis in the Yosef Toiv Elam. In Lakewood, they say Yotzris. It's not Lakewood. In Lakewood, in Kletz, Mazak Yotzris. What does it say in the Yosef Toiv Elam? A fascinating Zach. One thing is, he says, this is by the Musaf of Parshas Chodesh. He goes through a whole thing, Lama, all the different things. Why? Not from Parshas Chodesh. Shabbos Hagadol. It's the Yosef from Shabbos Hagadol, and it's asking Kaseida, why do we do this? Why do we do this? He says, why do you make a Hadama on Karpas? Toisus Musachem brings this Rabbi Yosef Tevel in Kuf Tezvo. Why do you make a bracha on Karpas? In order to make sure that when you get to the Maror, you shouldn't need a Hadoma. Because what are you going to need the Maror? You have to have already be with a Brach of Hadoma. I don't mind, it takes 20 minutes. No, don't read quickly. Okay, 20 minutes, no, it's a good hour. But Tarsus attacks this Yosef Tavelin. He says, the reason for Karpas is so you should make a Hadoma. First of all, Tarsus says, the reason for Karpas is that the kid should ask. More fret, Tarsus. Why can't you make the Hadoma and the Al-Achilas Mar both when you get to tomorrow? Skip the Karpas. When you get tomorrow, make a Hadoma. Shteit on Yosef Tavelin Mar Bekazach. You can't make Hadoma and Al-Achilas Mar on the same mitzvah. Ain't no mitzvahs, chavilis, chavilis. Yeah? Matzah you do? What do you mean matzah you do? You're a gronik? You're a gronik? Or you go like the Arizal? How many matzahs you have? Three. The same Yosef Toiv Ellen, a few lines later in the Siddur, says that you pick up all three matzahs, you make hamoitzi, and the hamoitzi is on the showing. Especially when it's Friday night, because you need Lechem Mishnah, Shabbos, and then separately, you make Al-Achilas Matzah on the Prusa. And Yosef Tavelin says in the first, in the Yosef, he says, you have to, you can't make the same bracha. You can't make two brachas on the same thing. And it's a Frega Kasha, from Yak, every Friday night.
If you eat a
every
fruit
Friday night,
that you need Shechiyonu, you make two brachas
on the same thing. Oh, you make Hanen and Shechiyonu. Yeah, say that, but ask even better, Minei Ubei. You're telling me you can't make Hadoma and Al-Achilas Mor. You can't make Hamoitzi and Al-Achilas Matzah on the same. You make Yayin and Kiddush on the same. Frecht, Toysis, and Brochus, Taflamet, that's Rabbi Kibaker's Mitzayim, and Sachem, that's Vavah, that's Yosef Tavelim. He says, Ayin, Toysis, Brochus, Lamet, that's it. Ask the Kash.
First.
How could Yosef Tavelim say you can't do, there's a problem with Chavilas. You want to be a river, your Hadoma from 3 hours before. Well, what's the problem making Hadoma and Al-Achilas Mor? The Rabbanah, but matzah, he's still to matzah. The same word he says by morah, he says by matzah. I think the pshat is, by matzah and morah, the mitzvah is eat it. And on that is the din. You can't make a birchas hanemim and then also make the bracha of eating the zach. Kiddush, you don't make a baruch Hashem, ustay sayayim. This kiddush, halakois, which birchas hanem, make hagofen. Rather, there's a different connection here. When are you going to make hagofen? By Karpas, there's a patent, make Hadoma earlier. Hamoitzi, there's a kap, you do the first matzah, the second matzah. Kenzain. But I there's another Makudi in Yosef Tevelim. Yosef Tevelim continues, I think it's all Mikl Shitosai. This is not Shiddish, this is the real Zachim. Yosef Tevelim. He says, he describes the entire Seder, that's in a different shtickle. He says, you do the karpas, you make a bracha on the karpas in order that you shouldn't have to have a bracha later. And then he says, v'kad ochil, when you're getting ready to eat the matzah, you split it in half. You split it in half. V'ein bracha imo, you don't make a bracha. Which bracha don't you make? Here, Yitba b'charoi says, he grabbed his toivel, he's toivel the karpas, Rabbi Yosef Tevelim is toivel the karpas into charoises. It has to be, the Chassam Sofer says, because he goes that you eat the charoises. He says, how could you eat the charoises without a bracha? So Bishlein, if you made a hadoma by the moror, the charoises is toffel to the moror. But if you're relying on the hadoma of the karpas, so the charoises can't be a toffel to the toffel. Then you need a brachas and enter on the charoises. There it says, you dip the first time in charoises already. So the Charoises Oichet was already gepatted with the Hadoma. Yes, Avada, he's not going like that. Avada, that Shumas Chassam Sofer is not, he's not going like that. Very good. But then he says, V'kad ochel, when you're ready to eat, Yechze Echas Mishalish Matzis, V'ei Brocha Imo. You don't make a Brocha. Which Brocha don't you make? What does he mean, Ein Brocha Imo? Which Brocha don't you make? Some say he means you don't make a hamoitzi, meaning chill, just break the matzah, don't make a bracha yet. Someone told me it means you don't make a bracha on yachatz. You know, there's a din of lechem oyin. Lechem oyin means to break the matzah. It's not lechem oyin until you break it. Maybe you would think that you make a bracha share, but Shonim says it's Ivanu on yachatz. Bracha on yachatz. But I want to suggest a different pshat. I have seven pshatim, but it's not time. But it's an interesting pshat. V'ein bracha ima, meiridik pshat. V'ein bracha ima. Oh. You know which bracha? that you don't make? Shehechiyonu. And let me explain. When do you make a shehechiyonu on the matzah? The Olam Taina earlier that the shehechiyonu by Kiddush gate of the matzah oichet. So Kenzan, but there are Rishonim that say not like that. Rishonim. They say no. The shehechiyonu can't go on the matzah because the matzah is not lechem oni yet. So when do you make shehechiyonu on the matzah? The bracha of Asher go along with the end of Magid after you did lechem oini, you broke it, and lechem she'oin on olav. Then the shehechiyonu Asher go along with the golav is saying no. Zek the shehechiyonu aza, and that's the shehechiyonu of the matzah.
That's before the bracha of Akilas matzah.
Yeah, what you can do a shehechiyonu before.
Yeah,
on Shulvik, and the other side is that's by Kiddush is also before.
Yeah,
and only a few minutes, he does it quickly, but yeah, you mean if you can't, okay, but Rishayim say, Avundra, and others, they say this. So I just want to suggest, maybe the Pshat and Yosef Toiv Ellen, I would think maybe, Gnol, brought, when you break the matzah, oh, Lechmoini, grab it, make the Shechiyonu now. So to know, Kad Yechza, ain't Brochim, don't make the Shechiyonu yet. The Shechiyonu is better, the Shergolonu is the Shechiyonu. That Efshe could be the Pshat. It's late. 1 minute. 1 minute. I had a machshava. I came from Eretz Yisrael just now. It's a bitter matziv. We don't know. I mean, Klal Yisrael needs Yeshuas in kol atchumim. And then I said I had a hargosha. I came in to Miami, and the plane mamash about to land. It went off again. They said there's big hurricanes. It's raining. And you have to go again and again, we have a greater room. I had a hargosha that that's what's going on now in the store. The ghoul is mamash right over here. No, we have to make that extra last push. But I had a machshava last week. You know, when they call up in the army, in the Israeli army, when they call up the reserves, you know what it's called? It's called Sav Shmone. Sav Shmone, it's a special, it's a legal thing that when they call the people, you have to come to the reserves. It's an emergency. Sav Shmone. Miluim, it's called Miluim. So this is Tzav, Shmini, La Miluim. This morning in Sasser Regen, we didn't say Tachnon because Shivas Yimei Miluim, I'm here, and I'm in the middle of Tachnon. But Shivas Yimei, so this is Tzav, Shmini, La Miluim. But then comes Parshas Tazria. One Gedank. Rashi brings, if you that could do what you're supposed to do, so then the Adam is the Bechira Abriya. But if not, Yitush Kodmecha. What's Yitush? A mosquito. Even the mosquito was before you. That's why the Torah in Parsha Shmini talks about Behem Chayvoy, and only later the person. So the Mapella, a person, a Yid, who's a Gufen and a Shoma, and he's a Tirkat of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he doesn't, he's less than a mosquito, but Bechol Zay Sahir. The Teretz is a mosquito, whatever he's doing, he has a Tafkid, and he did his Tafkid. He doesn't so much have Bechira, if at all. And he did his tafkid. If you didn't do your tafkid, so yitush kodmecha, it's not a question of how do you do more than it. But it's a question of miloy, a person, we say in Rosh Hashanah, Rabin, maise ish ufekudosoy. We have to know what our tafkid is. Everyone, and especially now, when we start Chodesh Nisan, Chodesh Ava, you know, Rosh Hashanah, we don't need egois. But on Pesach, nechalkim egoizim, latinoikis. Chodesh Nisan, as we're getting started now, is the time that each person can be mizboinen, that he can get a behirus, a clarity in what his tafkid is, and be'ezer Hashem, we should all be zoicha that each yochid should be memalei tafkidoi, and then as a tzibur, we should be zoicha taka that the Ribbono Shel Olam should bring to the Tikkun HaOlam and to the Gula Gemheir B'Yameinu. Yashakoyach, it was mamash a pleasure with the Zachosh of Olam. I bet the chila if I was a... Mr. Shah.